John Russell, congratulations. In terms of your own footballing ambitions, be it as a player, as a coach, or now a manager, where does this appointment rank?
That's probably one of the biggest highlights of my career so far. I'm privileged and honoured to be given the role as first team manager at this club. I have a huge affiliation. I spent the majority of my career at the club, had huge success, played with some top players, some top teams, and now as first team manager, I want to bring success to the football club.
Why do you think you got the job on a permanent basis?
Well, a lot of people finish their playing career, they retire, and they might slip into coaching or management. For me, I've been planning this for 15 years. Even when I played the game, I always observed the coaches and managers I worked under, and I started my coaching process back in 2008, and I'm due to finish my pro license now in 2022. So it's been a long journey, but I've learned an awful lot along the way, and I feel I'm ready now for this opportunity.
How would you describe yourself as a manager?
Intense. Probably there's a perception that I might be a nice guy and calm and all that, and I am calm. But when I cross the white line, people see me as a player. I was aggressive on the pitch. I was a winner, and I'll be the same as a manager. I want to get the best out of the players here. I'm obviously very aware of the group. I've worked here as assistant manager for 3.5 years. I know the quality that's in the dressing room here, and I feel I can get the best out of the players.
Nobody doubts, I think, your knowledge of the game. No one doubts your knowledge and affection for Sligo Rovers Football Club. There might be a question or two about, are you experienced enough for the cut and thrust of being the number one in League of Ireland football?
Yeah, that's always the question when a young manager is appointed. But you look across the league, at the other managers, Stephen O'Donnell, he got appointed just off the back of playing with no coaching experience before that. Tim Clancy's in at St. Pat's now. You've got Rory Higgins up in Derry. I'm on the pro license with a lot of these guys as well. So, we've played the game at a high level. We're engrossed in it. As I said, I've been looking at managers, studying, going on study visits. I just love the game, love coaching, love developing young players, wanting to develop teams. And now we've got the opportunity now as a first team manager to try and take this club to the top of the tree. And I want to be challenging the Shamrock Rovers, the Derry Cities. They have a lot of money and benefactors, and we have our model here in Sligo. It's a community run club, and it's the heartbeat of the community, Sligo Rovers. And for me, that Monday night when I got my first chance as an interim manager, like the energy in the ground, the performance of the players, it showed the potential here. And I want nights like that. I want people leaving this ground, win, lose, or draw, saying, you know what, I enjoy watching that football. We all want to win matches, but you want to enjoy what you're watching on the pitch. And it's definitely a style of play I want to bring. I want to attack in aggressive football. I want us on the front foot, getting after teams and winning matches.
What can you tell us about the management team you'll have working around you at this stage?
Yeah, so Ryan Casey will come in as my assistant manager. I've known Ryan for a number of years. We played together at Galway United when I was starting out at 17, 18. And Ryan's a top coach. Again, he'd be known by a lot of people in the community here. He's a development officer, and he's a real energy and enthusiasm about him. And he's been in for the last few months as well, helping out on the coaching side. So I'm delighted that he's going to be joining me as assistant manager. Leo Tierney will stay in as a goalkeeping coach. Mark Cowley is strength and conditioning coach, top people. In the medical side of things, Tom Duffy will be leading that, and Raheem McBride with him. And we're really excited. There might be one or two additions to come. But it's been a busy few days. My phone's been hopping, so I get back to people now in the next while, and then hopefully there'll be more appointments to come.
And you've been here for the past few seasons. You know the strengths and weaknesses of this current Sligo Rovers squad. Can you give us any sense what's going to be available to you in terms of changing that if you feel you need to?
Yeah, any manager will tell you, you're always looking to strengthen the squad. And, I'm not just someone who's come in and I'm trying to assess the group. I know all the players, so I know their strengths and weaknesses. I think I can get a bit more out of some of them, but I'm definitely active. I want to go out and aggressively attack and get the best players to this club. We mightn't have all the money other clubs have, but I think we offer an awful lot in Sligo, and it's a huge platform for players, whether they're looking to progress their own careers or they want to come here and be successful and try and win things.
Finally, John, I know you're born and raised in Galway, but we like to think of you as an adopted Sligo man at this stage. For fans who are glad to see the club is promoting from within, but apprehensive as well about whether this is a calculated gamble or not, what would your message to those supporters be?
Yeah, I mean, the players, you know, they know me, the staff know me, the club know me, and for the supporters there's probably a bit of apprehension because they'd be thinking, oh well, he was assistant manager here now and he's stepping up as first team manager. They saw me as a player. I gave everything on the pitch, and I'd be no different as a manager, and I believe I've got the knowledge and the skill set to bring this team and this club to another level. I've got a vision for where I want to go. I've got a strategy and the plan, and we're going to really work extremely hard over the next few months, and hopefully we'll have an exciting end to the season.